Blog Talk Radio.
He is a demon. I hate him. I absolutely hate him. He is the most disgusting, poor, pitiful excuse for a human being. And I'm talking about Josh Powell. It's just been revealed that Josh tried to kill his boys with a hatchet before he blew them up, according to a Twitter report. Now, I haven't confirmed this yet, but according to a Twitter report about the autopsy that was released, he had tried to, the boys, there were hatchet marks on their head and hands, and a hatchet found close by. Again, haven't been able to confirm it, but would it surprise anybody? I don't think so. He is a demon on earth who killed his two beautiful boys, given to him by his wonderful wife, Susan, a woman we know he also murdered. Josh Powell, he wasn't mentally ill. He was evil. He came from the seed of a demon, just like his father, Stephen. Josh Powell, husband and only suspect in the disappearance and, let's face it, the murder of his wife, Susan, murdered his two little boys yesterday by blowing up the house they were in together. We're going to briefly recap here. Josh had supervised visitation. That's a whole other story we'll get into. Now, the social worker brought the boys to Josh's home. Josh had poured up to 10 gallons of gas all over his house and then turned on his gas stove. When the boys ran in, he shoved the social worker out, slammed the door in her face. House blew up. Social worker is okay, though. And I feel, my heart goes out to that social worker. My dear God, that poor woman, what she must be going through is unbelievable. Everybody, there are so many people whose hearts are breaking tonight. My name is Tricia Griffith. This is Web Sleuth Radio, and I do not feel like being professional tonight at all. I want to swear. I want to use name-calling. I want to throw things, and I may do every single one of those things before the night is over. Oh, and by the way, Josh's father is on my list. He knows what happened to Susan. Just let me in a room with him for about 45 seconds. I have a potato peeler, salt, and lime, and I'll get him to tell me where Susan is. And I guess this is a good time to tell you the opinions expressed on this show are those of the guests and the host. Web Sleuth Radio is not the same as WebSleuth.com, which is a completely different corporate entity. Okay, let's face it. First of all, we're going to be joined by Susan's best friend, Kiersey Hellowell, in just a moment, okay? But first, we just got to go over a couple of things, and then Kiersey will join us in just a moment. Go ahead and put Kiersey back in the cloud room, Kimster, okay? Social workers have it tough. The social worker who went to Josh Powell's home to supervise a visitation between Josh and his boys, she was just doing her job. But I heard a social worker in Washington State tonight on television say, quote, something to the effect of, nothing suspicious about Josh, so that's why he received visitation. Nothing suspicious? Are you kidding me? He is by far the number one suspect in the murder of his wife. He doesn't allow his kids to mention their mother's name. The kids are the only eyewitnesses, and Josh has sick porn on his computer. Not to mention, Josh was at one point living with his father, who claimed to have a sexual relationship with Susan. We know Josh's dad was basically stalking Susan. And while Josh and the boys were living with him, his father, this guy, was charged with voyeurism and had child porn. Nothing suspicious? What do you have to do to get your visitation suspended in the state of Washington? And what is this stupid, ridiculous thing about Josh being cyberbullied? Cyberbullied my big, fat, middle-aged, flabby butt. He was a big coward. End of story. Web Sleuth members have been worried about this day since Susan went missing. We knew Josh was capable of killing his two boys. Everybody knew it. Where was the common sense in this case? Josh is the one to be blamed. I'm not saying that Josh shouldn't be held accountable. Absolutely, he's the one to be blamed. But there are things put in our system to catch these things before they happen. And the boys were failed at so many levels. But thank God they had the love of Susan's family and friends. And finally, I'm going to wrap it up before we get to Kiersey by saying this. I think there are two ways this happened. One, the custody evaluator, they had a custody evaluation, told the judge that Josh should not receive any visitation, and the judge went against the evaluator's orders. Or, the other way it could have happened, the evaluator and the judge both agreed on supervised visitation. Either way, wrong, wrong, wrong. He knew what he was doing. Josh gave away his kids' toys. He sent emails telling people what to do with his money and how to pay his bills. I mean, he knew what he was doing all along. And now joining us, someone whose heart is broken tonight. It's our friend, Kiersey Hallowell. Kiersey, first, let me tell you how absolutely sorry, incredibly sorry I am about what has happened. And our hearts, on behalf of Web Sleuths and our members all over the world, please pass along to Susan's family and the rest of her friends how sorry we are. And if there is anything we can do, please let us know. Kiersey, thank you for joining us. Just talk to me. What's going on? How are you feeling? That's a stupid question. I know it is, but I just really want to know how you're doing because I'm worried about you.
Currently, right now, since I just found out 5 minutes ago about how the boys died, I'm so angry that if Josh wasn't dead, I would go up and kill him myself.
Well, Kiersey, I'm telling you, and I mean this sincerely, I think you would have to battle a whole bunch of people first because there's a lot of people that would do the same thing. If you would like to call in, our number is 760-825-0933. That's 760-825-0933. Now, on Twitter, do you feel confident about this source on Twitter that said the autopsy, that they've just released it, and it mentioned that the boys had hatchet marks on their heads? Do you feel this is someone that you can believe in?
It came from 4 reporters who said that they just came from a news conference with the Pierce County Sheriff.
Okay. So that is something that I didn't know. I just knew that it was on Twitter. And I know that, you know, I don't have any words to make things easier. I wish I knew what to say to you, Kiersey, and to Susan's family, other than our hearts are breaking tonight. And what do you think? Why do you think he had visitation in the first place? That's what I want to talk to you about. How did he get supervised visitation anyway? Do you know anything about this?
I believe that it's because they did not have any proof that he was a bad father. They didn't have any concrete proof. They didn't have any crimes that he'd been charged with. He's never been arrested for anything. All they knew is that he was suspicious in Susan's disappearance. So they apparently couldn't deny him visitation.
Well, and I see that, and maybe the judge wasn't able to deny him visitation based on the law. The law needs to be changed. It just needs to have a little common sense added to it. If a guy has porn on his computer, his kids are the only eyewitness to a possible murder of their mother, and the guy has some weird sexual hang-ups, common sense tells you he shouldn't be with his children, especially when there are loving people like the Cox family and Josh's sister, I might add, who was very close to those boys and helped out quite a bit. To me, common sense just wasn't at play here, and maybe the law didn't have room for common sense in this case. And if that's the case, then that is one of the most tragic things of all. Susan was being – let me back up here. The boys were not allowed to talk about Susan or say her name when they were with Josh, but they were starting to open up. What were they saying? I've heard many different things today. What have you heard the boys were starting to talk about that night that Susan went missing?
I've heard that they said that she was in their car with them, and then she got out and got lost. They've talked about her being lost in the woods. They've mentioned that she was in the trunk. Those are all things that I've heard.
But the van doesn't have a trunk, or does it?
It doesn't, but you know how little kids just imagine
they don't
any
know.
Trunk is anything. You know, the back of a van will lift up. Mine,
yes.
Mine does, so
they think
I'm sure
it's
that's what they were referring to.
I've also heard that they mentioned that Daddy took Mommy out of the trunk to go look for crystals, and Mommy got lost in a mine. Have you heard that?
I heard that reported a really long time ago from the National Enquirer, and so I didn't put a whole lot of stock in it until I actually heard it from the police.
Yeah,
so far, I think it's the Cox's lawyer who's been releasing some of that information.
I'm sorry, say that again, the what?
I think it's the Cox's lawyer that's been releasing
lawyer.
Of that information.
Okay. And let me tell you, I know people say, oh, I don't want to believe the Enquirer. Let me tell you. You know, they have obviously lied and made stuff up, but I'm telling you, there are many times now, especially in true crime cases, where they can dig up stuff that nobody can dig up. So I tend to look at what they say, and although I may not believe every bit of it, it doesn't surprise me when it comes out to be absolutely true. Another thing I heard, and tell me if you've heard this, Kiersey, that the boy pointed to a picture of a woman who was similar to Susan, and they said, and then pointed to their chest and said, "Mommy, ow, mommy, ow."
That is true. That happened when they were visiting the Coxes, the couple of times that they were allowed to visit them before Josh wouldn't let them visit them anymore, early in the spring of 2010.
Oh, and see, to me, Kiersey, isn't that enough? Isn't that enough to say we've got to keep these boys away from this crazy man? Because custody evaluations, it's not about what he's been charged with or anything. It's just about whether he can be a father to the boys without damaging them, you know. And I just think that common sense was totally lost in this whole event. Kimster, do we have any questions in the chat room? I haven't been in there yet to take a look.
I haven't seen any questions, but Florida Mother wanted to know if there was anything we could do for you, Kiersey.
There's not really anything I can think of. I mean, there's nothing really that can help you get through something so horrible as this, but hearing the love and support and prayers that have poured in from all across the world is very comforting. And every time I read those kind messages, I just feel so grateful to everybody that's been so kind to us.
Well, it's the least we can do. And in case any Web Sleuth members are listening, you can go to Web Sleuth, go to the Susan Powell Forum. It's in the Missing But Not Forgotten area. And we have started a thread for Susan and her family and friends. You can offer up your messages of support, and we'll make sure that they get there. Kiersey, what's next? Have you spoken to the Coxes at all? What have they said to you about what's happening?
I have not talked to Chuck since yesterday afternoon when he called me back to tell me that it was true,
mm-hmm.
that he had just been to the house and he had just talked to the sheriff and he found out that it was true and that they really were dead. And I was crying so hard I could barely talk, and he just kept saying, "I'm so sorry, I'm so sorry, I wish I could make it better." And I said, "You must be hurting 1,000 times worse than I am, because they're your grandchildren." And he said, "I haven't had time to sit down and grieve yet. I'm still in crisis mode. But the one thing that is my consolation is knowing that her boys are with her again."
And that I am so grateful they have that face to hold on to. And it was shocking. It was just, I called you and said the same thing. I said, "Tell me it's not true," when you answered the phone, because I couldn't believe it. I couldn't believe that this could happen. You know, and it was just so absolutely appalling. Kiersey, do you have any idea if they are going to start releasing more information? I mean, it doesn't seem like there's any need now to hold things back, other than if they want to go after Josh's father, who I really think he knows what happened.
Well, Ben Winslow from Fox 13 was tweeting an earlier press conference this afternoon, and he said, he asked, I can't remember the exact phrase, but they basically asked the police, the West Valley police who had just made it up there this afternoon, they asked them, "Do you believe anyone else knows what happened to Susan besides Josh?" And they said, "Yes." And they said, "Is it Stephen Powell?" And they said, "No comment."
Well, there you go. I mean, does anyone doubt anyone? Again, let's just look at common sense. Kiersey, let me just put it to you this way. You know, tens of thousands of people from all over the world on Web Sleuth gather, and we could tell that Josh was a threat to those boys. It's obvious by looking at how Stephen has acted that he knows what happened. And I hope they sweat him, and I hope they sweat him good, because he is just as bad as Josh. There is no doubt. Have you heard anything about what he has said? I haven't heard a thing about him.
What I've read so far is that when I first told him about what happened to Josh and the boys, that he said a bunch of horrible swear words to them, and then he refused to answer any questions and wouldn't cooperate at all. And when they went back today to try to talk to them, I'm assuming this was the Pierce County police, because the West Valley police hadn't made it up yet, he said, "I'm not talking to you," and he called his lawyer, and the lawyer said, "You will not get anything out of him. He will not talk to you." And then when West Valley police got up there tonight, they said, "We will be talking to Steve Powell."
Yeah, and well, is that, I mean, you know, it's just like his son, rather than try and help and help the people that are hurting, he's just got to clam up and protect himself. Does Stephen, are any of his other children supporting him? I know his daughter, Graves, what is her first name? I apologize.
Jennifer Graves.
Jennifer, I know Jennifer is disgusted with him and doesn't have anything to do with him. What about his other children? Do you have any idea?
Unfortunately, they all support him. I don't know if you guys are aware, but I haven't had a chance to get on Web Sleuths in the last week, but about a week ago, Michael Powell, Josh's the third child. Is he the third? No, he's the fourth child. He's the youngest brother. He was apparently going to law school in Minnesota or something, but he put up a website where he went on and on and on about how the Coxes were abusing Charlie and Braden because Braden had burned his foot in the pail of water that was in the construction site where the Coxes were adding on to their house so they would have more room for Charlie and Braden and Chuck's widowed mother. He claimed that they stuck him in that pot of boiling water on purpose and asked for the immediate removal of them from their custody and to fire everybody in the West Valley Police Department because they had hindered the investigation for Susan and were making it impossible for anyone to find her and to fire everybody in the Washington CBS system because they were obviously taking bribes since they wouldn't listen to Josh's desperate pleas for his son's safety.
And this is a guy going to law school. Let's pray he doesn't graduate. I mean, is this family, they're all dangerous and crazy. They will never take responsibility for anything. I'm sure they'll blame what Josh did on everybody else. It wasn't Josh's fault. The latest thing, and I think you've probably heard this too, Kiersey, is that he was quote-unquote cyber-bullied. When I heard that, I about drove off the road. Did you hear about that?
It's so ridiculous because, number one, on both of the Facebook group and page that I am in charge of, Chuck Cox has asked us over and over and over again to delete any comments that are demeaning or accusatory towards Josh or anyone else because he says we don't want this to be a negative place. And so we've continually done that for the past 2 years. We've deleted everybody's comments, even though we may have secretly agreed with some of them, and asked people over and over to be nice, to be civil, to post supportive messages. And he gets on there and accuses everybody on Facebook of cyber or whoever, accusing people of cyberbullying. And the second thing is, he had the choice. I don't care how miserable he felt his life was. He had the choice. He had the choice not to kill Susan. He had the choice to cooperate with the police. And he had the choice to not take his own boys' lives. And he decided to murder them. So I don't care how miserable a person is. They always have a choice.
Oh, they do. You're right. And it was the coward's way out. And this it, again, the excuses are coming up for Josh. I am not hearing anything about those poor boys from his side of the family other than Jennifer, who I just adore her. She's wonderful. I don't even know what to say. I've been so upset all day because this was just so preventable. So now the West Valley Police are up there, and they're going to be talking to Stephen. Do you have any idea when the funeral will be for the boys?
Some reporters talked to the Coxes today, and they said that since the boys were wards of the state, that they have the right over their bodies right now. And so they are not releasing them to anybody right now. But as soon as they do and as soon as they clear them from their autopsies and everything else that they're doing, that Chuck and Judy Cox will be able to take their bodies and have some kind of a funeral. But they have no idea when that's going to happen. They think it probably won't be until next week.
Well, thank God they're going to the Cox family and not to Stephen and that nut house over there. You know, you were mentioning about how Chuck Cox, Susan's father, told you over and over on your Facebook page not to allow negative comments about Josh. And, you know, so many people knew that he was just an evil, evil being. But that just shows how classy and how incredibly loving the Cox family truly is. And, you know, they're one of those families that I would feel blessed to be a part of. They are so incredibly loving. How do you think they're going to handle this? I mean, thank God they have their faith, right?
Right. That's what's keeping them going right now. It's got to be so hard on them because they had planned their whole futures for the next 20 years probably around those boys and knowing that that was their piece of Susan that was left and they wanted to raise them in a way that would make her proud and to help those boys have happy lives. And Chuck talked today on the news about his plans to take them to Disneyland this summer and to take them to SeaWorld this summer, and he said, now we don't know what to do.
Oh, my God. I don't even know what to say. This is the first time in my career that I've just been at an absolute, total, complete loss for words. Have you talked to Jennifer Graves, Josh's sister, at all?
Yes, I have.
And what has she said?
She is so upset that she can't talk to the media, even though she's been so brave all this time and she's talked so much. But she, right now, she's just kind of feeling like I am. We're both numb. We're both in shock. We both can't believe it's true.
I know. How is your family holding up?
They're doing okay. I've been so busy today with the media that I haven't even had time to... I mean, I homeschool my kids, and they probably only got about half an hour's worth today that I was able to help them with. So busy, but they're doing okay. They cried a little bit, and I'm trying to give them opportunities to talk about it.
I hope you can take some time off tomorrow. I hope maybe tomorrow the relentless media... blitz will be wrapping up a little bit, although it has made the media rounds around the world, literally. It is shocking to everybody.
It really has. I mean, tomorrow Dateline is in town, and they're going to devote another hour-long special to Susan this Friday. And 2020 is doing at least something about Susan. I'm not sure if it's a whole show or what, but it's just everybody's just totally shocked by this.
It is. It's so horrific. Kim,
Trisha?
Yes.
I saw some posts on Web Sleuth that they said that it even had a ticker tape going along the bottom of the Super Bowl yesterday about Susan. That's how
really
important. Yeah, that's what they said, even during the Super Bowl. And some of the members of Web Sleuth were watching the Super Bowl and saw that and said, oh, I don't think it said it was Josh Powell, but our members said they saw the... you know, whatever it was they wrote and realized who it was. They knew who it was, and they came on Web Sleuth quickly because they were right in the middle of watching the game and said how sorry they were and poured their hearts out. Everybody's been pouring their hearts out, Kiersey. I didn't know where Trisha was when the news broke, and I called the co-owner of Web Sleuth and I got on the phone to make sure she knew, and I just started crying. I couldn't even speak. And it's that way for all of us. It's like we all love her and the boys, and we all were invested in them staying with the Cops, is just like you're saying. It's very painful, but I think you need to know that because hopefully it'll help you guys heal to know.
That's true. And the other thing is, Kiersey, I mean, we know that if we're hurting this much and this deeply, we can only imagine what you and the Cox family is going through. But I want to second what Kimster said. You know, we all, our hearts are breaking for you. And again, and I've told you this personally several times, and I'll tell it you publicly, whatever you need, I don't care if it's 2 or 3 in the morning, you call, you jump on Web Sleuth. If you just need to talk to somebody, because, you know, once all of this dies down, it's going to be really hard. Because now you're in crisis mode, you're able to, you know, move along and keep going because... Like Chuck Cox, you haven't had a chance to let it set in. So I hope you turn to people for help and for love, because there's lots of people that want to help you and the Cox family with anything. I don't care how small, anything at all. Kiersey, you're going to, and I don't know if you're going to do it tonight, but you wanted to kind of talk about Web Sleuth a little bit and to reveal something. Would you like me to continue on with that?
Sure.
Okay. Kiersey, and I think maybe some of you might know this, but Kiersey has been on Web Sleuth. She's a member on Web Sleuth, and she goes by the name of KDH5. Is that correct, Kiersey? I want to make sure I have that right.
Yes, it is.
Okay. She's been a member on Web Sleuth under KDH5, and she hasn't been hiding, but she certainly... And I would advise her to do this, no question. She certainly didn't come out and say, hi, I'm Kiersey. But she wanted to let everybody know that she has been posting and she has been reading and how much she appreciates everything that Web Sleuth has done for her and for the case. And she certainly, Kiersey, you weren't trying to hide from anybody, but I want everybody to know that there's lots of people on Web Sleuth who are involved in cases, and you would be surprised. They are the ones right next to the names in the cases, and sometimes the names themselves of the cases, who are posting on Web Sleuth. And that's what Web Sleuth is about, being anonymous and letting people post what they feel without worry of being hounded. So Kiersey just wanted to pass that along. I told her I would be glad to, not to worry. We all understand there was no need for you to come out and say, hi, it's me. because you wanted to post and be involved but not have to worry about that pressure of being recognized. So thank you for your willingness to come forward and let us know that was you on the forum, and you certainly did know what you were talking about. Kiersey, I'm going to let you go because I know you probably just want to get to bed, but are there any words, any parting words, thoughts, or anything that you would like to add?
I heard on the news last night and today, they had these legal analysts on, and they were saying, what's next for the investigation? And these lawyers were saying, oh, I'm sure the West Valley Police will come out in a week or two and announce that the case is closed and it's over because Josh is dead and there's nothing more than anything in any police in Washington or Utah can do. And I was so angry when I heard that, and I wanted to yell at the guy, you know, Susan is still missing. Nothing has changed as far as that goes. She's still missing, and they still need to find her. And so I emailed the lead detective on the case on Sunday night, and I just begged them to please do everything they could to find her. And he wrote me back today, and he said, we will never stop. We will find her, and we will find answers. And so I just want people to know that Susan is still out there. She still needs to be found, and we still need to keep looking for her.
And Web Sleuths will never give up as well until she is found. And I know our members locally will help with any searches. We'll do anything we can. Kiersey, my heart and my love goes out to you. And on behalf of the members of Web Sleuths, thank you so much. You go be with your family. And again, you have my number. Anything you need, you call, okay?
Thank you.
Take care. Good night, my dear.
Good night.
Oh my gosh, Kimster, I don't even know what to say. I debated on whether to do this show or not, and I thought, you know, people need to vent, they need to talk. If there's anybody that wants to call in and vent, feel free to do so. That would be great. You know, it's whatever you would like to do. Our number is 760-825-0933. Kimster, thoughts?
My heart just goes out to Kiersey, and I wonder if she's not staying busy today just to, you know, keep going, because I've had a loss in my family, which has never been tragic like this. I've, you know, tried to keep busy and keep going and try to help others and try to find some sense in it. And I just wonder if that's not what she's experiencing. I will be praying. I'm going to pray so hard for her to just give her strength in these next few days. And then the other thing I'm getting out of this too, what Kiersey said, is we really need to find Susan. We need to mm-hmm. find them so she can be laid to rest properly with Charlie and Braden, and give peace to the Cox family and to Kiersey and all the other people who love Susan and the boys, and just put them to rest. This will never be at rest. And then, as many of our members have been saying, and they've been saying in the chat room tonight, try to find something that we can do to make things better. Maybe I know there's been a lot of talk about the poor social worker, and bless her heart.
Yeah,
you know, my prayers go out to her as well. She was placed in a really bad situation, and why? How did she get there? Was there any other training that she could have had, or should she even have been to his home? Should he, being a murder suspect, should he even have been allowed to have visitation at all, unless it was, you know, under armed guard, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot of questions out there that need to be answered, and if we could do something to make this world safer for children in the future, then that would be another good thing for Susan and Charlie and Braden as well.
I have a feeling that there is going to be a law called Susan's Law, and it's going to have something to do with visitation and children, and when a parent is a suspect in a violent crime, and when there are obvious red flags and common sense always needs to be used. You watch, that's going to happen. It's going to be, and it will gain momentum. I'm wondering, Kimster, you know, we've started the thread on Web Sleuths for the Cox family and for Susan's friends so we can, you know, give them love and support. I wonder if we should do it for the social worker too. And then I can just contact the office and just send them the link and say, hey, can you have this woman read this? And because my heart breaks for her. I wish I knew who she was so I could just go hold her. and make sure she's okay, you know, because I'm sure the guilt, and she shouldn't feel guilty, but she, I'm sure she does, because everybody, anybody would. So,
well, I think anybody working in that line of business has a big heart.
Yeah.
For, you know, and to be, you know, I've had friends that have had to have supervised visitation, and they allow all kinds of people. One friend that I have, a family member, ended up being the supervisor for the supervised visitation. You know, now in retrospect, at the time I didn't think that much about it. I just thought, wow, how hard for the family member. But in retrospect, that was putting the family member in a very dangerous position.
Yes.
You know, even though that man was not known to be a murderer or a suspect in a murder, he was in such shape that a judge required supervised visitation. I mean, isn't that telling us something?
Well, just the supervised visitation itself is a problem. Yeah. You know, that says there's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And let's not forget. Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Kimster. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I'm totally agreeing with you as all.
Let's not forget that the pornographic images found on Josh's computer, we're told, were so disturbing, not child pornography, that was found on his father's computer, but were so disturbing that was one of the reasons why the boys were removed, you know, and I believe the prosecutor said they were images that would never be erased from his mind. Now, one can only imagine a hardened prosecutor being shocked at images. I mean, I have all kinds of ideas on how what it can be, and it's, you know, all of them pretty sick and twisted, unfortunately. So here this man has these sick images on his computer. He's living with a man with child porn on his computer. He's a suspect in a murder case. The boys are the only eyewitnesses. What about this says he should have any visitation? None.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. Again, I don't know the laws well enough in Washington State to know. Maybe the judge didn't have any options. Maybe he had discretion. But I know a lot of people are doing a lot of soul searching tonight. And I, like you said, I do believe they're going to, I don't know what it's going to be, but I bet it's going to be called Susan's Law, and it will change the way visitation happens in Washington State. And we can only hope that the West Valley City Police will break Stephen Powell wide open and get him to tell the truth. Because if she is, now that they have mentioned the word mines, now that the boys have said, you know, mommy's in a mine or mommy fell in a mine, it depends on what report you listen to. That's a starting point. But what a lot of people don't know about the mines in those areas, you have to rappel down them. You can't just like hold a flashlight and look. They're huge. And there's hundreds of them, and you have to rappel down them. I had a friend, when he was looking for Elizabeth Smart, went rappelling down a mine. He found like 3 cars in one mine that he couldn't see from the top. He couldn't see till he got down there, you know. So that's what they're up against. And
For heaven's sake, that's a lot different. Now, I'm from originally from the Eastern Sierra, Nevada's, and the mines over there are not like that. They're you know, old gold minings, you know, from the 1800s, and they're pretty level, and they're not like that at all.
No, these go straight down into the ground, these mines. They're big holes is what they are. And let's not forget, we found out that tip that was given to the police that Josh purchased a bolt of basically saran wrap a few days before she went missing. So like he plotted the death of his, the murder of his children, he more than likely plotted the murder of his wife. And who knows, maybe with the help of his father. Wouldn't surprise anybody at all. Kimster, I think we should wrap it up. It's just been a very upsetting and very sad and tragic day. Let's hope that something happens where we can find Susan and bring her home for the Cox family. But just letting them know that we care, I know will be so heartwarming to them and will help them so much. Again, you can go to Web Sleuths, go to the Susan Powell Forum. It's in the Missing But Not Forgotten section, and you can post your thoughts to Susan's friends and families right there. Now, coming up on Sunday, Kimster, we have a very, very fascinating show.
Oh, do we?
Yes, we do, and I can't tell you who's going to be on it. I will announce it on. I know I can't. I will announce it on Friday. It's going to be big.
Please.
No.
I
want to
know.
I will tell you this much. I'll tell you this much. Carrie, Amber Dubois' mother, Carrie, will be on. Wonderful woman. Her and I mean, we get on the phone and we talk for like 2 hours and we just blah, 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 blah. She's just an incredible woman. She will be joining us along with somebody else. And I'm going to tell you, you're going to be shocked and you're going to be surprised that this person is agreeing to come on Web Sleuths Radio. It's going to be really good. So that's Sunday, 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, 6 o'clock Mountain, and 5 o'clock Pacific time. And I'll announce it on Friday, okay? Kimster, thank you, my darling. You're an angel, and thank you for helping me with this show. I appreciate it. I'd like to thank everybody in the chat room. You know, there weren't any questions tonight because what can you ask? There's nothing to ask. It's just shocking and horrible, and we'll just keep praying for Susan's family and friends. Thanks, everybody, and good night. Take care.